Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. Those who hope in the Lord will never be disappointed. Oh, you can be disappointed in people. And you can be disappointed in what people do and the circumstances of life that people put themselves into. But if you really know God and you walk with Him, you will never be disappointed in Him and what He does. Because He's always going to do what's right and what's best. And in the end, if you could see the end, you would see that that's true. In Ruth chapter 4, verses 13 to 16, we see some of the tremendous blessing that came to Naomi, to Ruth, to Boaz, because of their faithfulness in doing what's right. It says this, "So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And he went into her, and the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son. Then the woman said to Naomi, 'Blessed be the Lord, who has not left you this day without a redeemer. And may his name be renowned in Israel, and shall be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you, who is more to you than seven sons, has given birth to him.' Then Naomi took the child and laid him on her lap and became his nurse." Can you imagine what Naomi was thinking during this time? She probably thought there was not a richer, more blessed person in all of the earth. There were challenging moments in Naomi's life. This wasn't one of them. Faith and righteousness were rewarded, as they always are. When most people are on the large, well-traveled, low road, always taking the high road seems ludicrous. Yet only the high road leads to life. God chose to make sure that we heard the story of Ruth. Matthew made sure that she was mentioned in the genealogy. It's more than a story. It demonstrates how man can and should be and how we should relate to God in life. We need to understand that we too have resources that we've been entrusted with, that there are people around us that have need, that we use our resources, our time, our energy, for the purpose of helping those around us. We don't do these things because we're going to benefit from them. We do these things because we're responsible with them, because they're things that we've been entrusted with. And when God entrusts us with wealth or talent or ability, it's to be used to build the kingdom, not for self-indulgent purposes. Ruth and Boaz are great examples of that, and I encourage you to go read the book of Ruth and enjoy the development of the story. I'm Dave Wager here at Silver Birch Ranch. Thanks for listening.